Hey everyone, Johnny Mota here, AV Insider, day two in the Innovation Alley Cedia, Dallas, Texas, and I'm here with Simon, who is the founder and CEO of 7Hugs. Hopefully I said that right, Simon.
That's perfect.
Tell me a little bit about the company 7Hugs.
We founded the company in 2014, and we really wanted to address one big problem that everyone has, is the complexity of using the technology at home. And we wanted to make it very simple for anyone in the home to use, not only one person, but the whole family.
Okay. Now, what exactly is 7Hugs?
So 7Hugs is a startup. We do consumer electronic. We have two products. Our first product is the Hug One, which is already on the market.
Okay.
And address one of the most important problem that everybody has, and which is one pillar of our health, is the sleep. So you have to know that 7 out of 10 kids don't have enough sleep.
Okay.
And 9 out of 10 teens. That's a lot. We looked, so we are all dad, all the founders of 7Hugs, we are dad, and we looked at on the market to find a solution that will address and help us provide better sleep quality to our children, but we couldn't find anything. So we decided to make the Hug One. The Hug One is one very simple solution with a base that connects to Wi-Fi and small sensors that you use for each person in the home. And the small sensors are in the bed for each person, and they track the sleep, the temperature, and the humidity of the room. And thanks to that, you get in the mobile application, you can see the sleep quality of every member of the family, how they slept, and how you can actually, most importantly, how you can improve it. So in the app, you get notifications and recommendations and helping you to provide better sleep quality to your children.
So with the Hug One, with the sensors, the remote sensors that go in each bed,
yes,
is there a distance limitation that sensor needs to be from the Hug One hub?
No, actually, because we have a background in semiconductor and cellular mobile phone chipsets, we have developed our own radio protocol.
Okay.
Between the sensors and the base, so that it's a very long range. Even a very big house, you have no problem you don't have limitations of Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, basically.
What about a limitation of number of sensors to one hub?
Yeah, so we can attach up to 8 sensors on one hub.
Okay. And then from there, if I have a really large house, right? Like, let's say I have 16 beds or something like that, which
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
But if I had something of that nature, or a guest house, whatever, can you add a second Hug One hub, or can they pair together?
Actually, if you are lucky enough to have such a big house, you will need two Hug One,
okay.
And each one will be attached to Wi-Fi, and they will operate separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
And limitation is 8 sensors each.
Yeah, 8 sensors each. So,
okay.
And each sensor track the sleep, as well as the room temperature and room humidity. And inside the hub, we also have advanced air quality sensor. It detects all the volatile organic compounds and detects all the pollutants, indoor pollutants, like the benzene and formaldehyde. And you get notifications in the app, but also on the Hug One itself, the lights notify you when the air quality is poor and that you need to actually do something about it.
And what is the other product that you have now?
So our second product is the smart remote.
Okay.
It's going to be launched next month, we are just having a preview here. It's a contextual control system for the home. That means it's like a remote control, but with a high definition touchscreen.
Okay.
You just need to point to the device you want to control, and the screen automatically adapts and show you the controls for that particular device you're pointing to.
Okay.
In fact, we wanted, again, to really simplify the usage of all the connected devices in the home. We have more and more devices, from our thermostat to lights, music, TV, refrigerator, smoke detectors. Everything is getting connected. But if you want to control everything, you need to ever go through a dashboard,
yep.
A complicated dashboard, or you have to use 10 or more apps.
Yep.
And each app, too many apps. So you have to unlock the phone, find the app, launch it, select the device you want to control. With a smart remote, you just need to point to the device you want to control, and instantly the screen adapts, so that you can in a second turn on three lights, turn on TV, put music, change your home temperature. And we are even adding services like the weather. So you point to your window and you can get the outside weather forecast.
And is this utilizing the same radio technology that you use with your Hug 1?
No, it's a different radio system.
Okay.
In fact, the smart remote is provided with three beacons.
Okay.
Those beacons are used to do indoor positioning of the remote. And we fusioned that with motion tracking sensors, accelerometer, compass, and gyroscope. And with both technologies, we are able to actually very precisely and accurately know where the remote is in space and what its orientation, so what it's pointing to in space.
So with that in mind, if I were to point that remote, do you have a name for the remote?
Yeah, it's a the name is Smart Remote.
Smart Remote.
Yeah.
If I take your smart remote and point it at one of these devices, Amazon Echo, Nest, Philips Hue Light, whatever, a smart connected device within the home, is there a range limitation that it can't go beyond? About, let's say, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet?
We don't have a range limitation, but it works in even very big, large rooms.
Yes.
What is necessary is you need to have these three beacons inside the room where you want to use the smart remote. So thanks to these beacons, you can use the remote and actually add new device. For example, let's say you have a Nest, you want to add it to the system. You go on the smart remote app, which will be available on iOS and Android.
Okay.
And you add the Nest thermostat. And next time you take the remote, it will ask you, it will tell you, okay, that's great, you have a new Nest thermostat. Just let me know where it is. Put the remote next to Nest and push the button, learning button. And that way, the remote actually learns where the Nest is in space. And every time you point to that location, it will show you the Nest interface.
What about, so if each smart remote comes with three beacons, and each three beacons needs to be placed in a single room, what about scalable with that remote? If I take the remote with me from room to room, I would then need three new beacons in that room, correct?
Yes, yeah, we'll make sure the beacons are affordable so that they can be actually put in the whole house and the whole in every room. And then with one remote, you can pick one remote to go from room to room. Or you can buy several remotes so that if you want to leave the remote in the room, you can have several remotes functioning at the same time.
And if I want to learn more about 7Hugs, where can me or anyone else go to learn more about the company?
So if you want to learn more about the company, you can visit our website at www.7hugs.com. And you will have information on our two products, the Hug 1 and the Smart Remote. The Hug one is available for purchase on Amazon currently.
And the Smart Remote is launching soon?
Launching next month, yes.
Thank you very much, Simon.
All right, thank you very much.